afternoon. This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here in the studio, face to face, at Fine Music Radio, with my colleague, Siddhil Cooper. And Siddhil has an interesting interest. Good afternoon, Siddhil.
Good afternoon, Ketchel, and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Now, I found out the other day that Siddhil actually enjoys statistics, which is just as well, because that's partly your line of work. You are a developer at the South African Radio Astronomy Observatory, and you're just finishing your master's at the moment in physics. So why is it that you like statistics?
I love statistics because it gives you quantitative reasoning, and it can be used in many industries. It could be in astronomy, where I'm actually applying it right now. It could be in medicine, it could be in governance, it could be in market strategies. So the fact that it can be applied in many industries is why I love it.
So you like numbers, but maths is a bit kind of esoteric. You actually like the application of statistics.
Yes, I love the application of these numbers into different industries where we can analyze the data and come up with meaningful interpretation of the data.
And sometimes interpretation of data is meaningful,
yes,
but it can be a bit misleading as well. We hear lots of statistics on the radio, on the news, and I think that the general public have had to become quite kind of savvy when it comes to interpreting statistics, because we don't always know what's behind them. So when you listen to statistics on the radio, does it kind of signal little alerts in your brain?
Yes, I often get that, because we'll hear people talking about a certain number, saying that 80% of our people love this product or whatnot. And I often ask myself, where do they get the data to actually conclude that 80% of the people love their product? So to me, it gets to a point where I say they have the data, but I don't think they have made the analysis for them to come up with such conclusions. And yeah, I often just find myself asking such questions.
Also, I think people are swayed by a number that's big.
Yes.
So like 80 sounds like a big number, but it means like 20% of people didn't like it, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So you have to be a little bit careful with these things. What's your favorite statistic in recent years?
My favorite statistic would be the statistical analysis that they have shown during the COVID-19 pandemic. So the fact that they took complex data around the world and actually visualized it to show how the COVID-19 infections were coming up along in those months was actually interesting, that a lot of people in general would understand what's happening around the world in terms of the COVID-19 infections. And that was like a simple line graph, and that statistics coming in play, where they have taken complex data sets or complex data of billions and billions of people around the world and visualized it on one graph.
Yes, and I think that since then, a lot of people have had to understand a bit more about statistics.
Yes.
And I wonder if this has impact on, for example, you know, politicians who are well known for manipulating statistics in a bad way. I mean, are there particular statistics which you listen out for and you think, oh no, that's just awful, how can they say such a thing?
Yes. I've heard such statistics, especially when there's election time. You would hear somebody talk about 80% of the people in this region are for this particular political party. And right after the official election statistics come out, you find out that it's not actually 80%. Where did that person get that 80% figure? And I'm just like, you need to do more statistics for you to use those kind of figures.
Yeah, it's a tricky world because it's about, you know, collecting the data, comparing like with like. But, you know, people who are schooled in publicity really know how to manipulate these things. And to me, it's quite fascinating how numbers are used for good or ill.
Yes.
Well, now, thank you very much for coming to share your love of statistics with us, Siddhil. And you're going to talk to us next week about statistics in astronomy, which is a big subject and which is the one you work in. So I'm looking forward to that. Thanks very much, Siddhil.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Ketchel.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.